Well, much excitement today as scientists added a new dimension to our understanding of where we first emerged from. They've traced the first anatomically modern humans back to what was once a single giant wetland in southern Africa 200,000 years ago. That's a geographic step further on from the current understanding that we arose in East Africa or the Horn of Africa. The Australian research by Garvan Institute scientists was published overnight in the journal Nature. The work cross-referenced climate and geological data, but centres on the use of mitochondrial DNA from select people in this new region. So how did that work? Professor David Lambert is the inaugural Professor of Evolutionary Biology at Griffith University. This is his field of research, though he wasn't involved in this particular work. We spoke earlier.
Well, you will probably think that maybe I'm going to pirouette on the fence here a little bit, but no, I think in the normal scheme of science, you know, this is a very significant study. They used an approach of looking at mitochondrial DNA, which is only inherited through the mothers, and they looked at the whole mitochondrial genome. It's a very small piece of DNA in comparison to your genome, which you get equally from your mother and your father. A lot of studies for decades have used this approach of looking at mitochondrial DNA, and they've used it to try and, as accurately as we can, to identify where the ancestors of current populations actually came from. Is it beyond any doubt whatsoever? Well, I think it would be fair to say nothing in science is kind of like that.
Now, if the mitochondrial DNA has that limited size compared to the whole genome, what does that mean? Does that mean it's not as good as if you use a whole genome?
Well, I think, you know, even the authors of this study, and I should say that this is a very capable, you know, group of researchers, everyone would say if you could have nuclear genome data, that is data that comes from mothers and fathers, and it's a lot more data, everyone would concede if they had a choice, they would have nuclear genomes. But there have been many studies using mitochondrial DNA for topics like this. And the reason is that because it's inherited through the mother lines, and because we know a reasonable amount about the mutation rate, how fast mitochondrial DNA changes over time, it gives us confidence that we're getting the timing right. There's always issues, you know. Science progresses by trying to get better at these kinds of studies.
So what's the next step then to grow this research and to grow how we understand this moment in our history? Is it to try to confirm the work through using the nuclear genome, or is it off in a different direction?
No, I think it's that. I think that we would want to go and sequence nuclear genomes, and we'd get much better timings and things from nuclear genomes than we would from mitochondrial DNA. But the answer to your question is yes, we would want to get nuclear DNA. Or the other way that you can solve this problem is if you have ancient DNA. If I have ancient bones.
And do we have some ancient bones from this region, in the Okavango region?
There are some. There are some, not very many, but there are some. I've no doubt that authors will be working on them if they're not already. I don't know if they are, but they may very well be. Sooner or later, that's the kind of studies that will get done. Either people will find ancient DNA, or maybe they find fossils, bits of bone that are well dated and we know how old they are. All of those things, getting dated fossils or ancient DNA, that all helps us to analyze these things more accurately and know when it was more precisely when those samples were present and where they were present.
Professor Lambert, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Pleasure.
Professor David Lambert is an evolutionary biologist. He's from Griffith University.